Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
So let's stay with Christmas because it is December 21st. And don't worry if you haven't done any of your shopping yet. There's still loads of time. The Buddha of consumer correspondence, Mr. Conor Pope, is here with some advice just so you don't get fleeced. Good morning to you, Conor.
Good morning to you, Bobby. The first piece of advice I'd give to your listeners, by the way, is not to listen to Bobby Kerr. There isn't loads of time. You've almost left it too late. And despite all of the warnings, well, you didn't shop early.
As somebody who worked in town for nearly 40 years, I always had to leave it late because I was busy as hell. And then I used to make sure once the business was done. So I was that guy on Christmas Eve, spending way too much, impulse buying, and just making sure I had a box ticked. But I'm probably the worst example of how you should do it, Connor.
Absolutely. And you know what? You're not alone. I mean, there's a concept in American retail called the last minute man, and it is typically a man. And they, like you, leave their Christmas shopping to the very last minute. And retailers, good retailers, can see them coming a mile off because they walk into the shops and they've got panic in their eyes and they're basically willing to throw money at the problem because it is now a problem. So if you leave it too late, you end up spending far too much money because you're panicked, you're stressed, you haven't really given it much thought. And then there's actually subdivisions of the last minute man. There is the person who wants to buy something thoughtful but has left it too late, so they end up buying something expensive that they know that their loved ones will like. And then there's the other person who just doesn't give a rashers. Now, I wouldn't for a second suggest that was you. And that person will just say, give me any old tat, it'll do. And that's the worst kind of Christmas present giver ever. But what I would say to your listeners now is, while you've left it late, it's not the end of the world, but the key thing still is timing. If you go into town today, and you'll see this, you're in Marconi House now. If you go down Grafton Street at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be wedged, right? But if you were to wait until 9 a.m. tomorrow and try and get all of your Christmas shopping done between 9 and 11 in the morning, either on Sunday or Monday, or heaven forbid, even Tuesday. Because at least by going in first thing in the morning, you're far away from some of those maddening or madding crowds, whatever you want to call it, and you have some chance. And the other thing, crystal clear thing to do, is to think about it before you go in. So make like Santa Claus and do up a list. Prioritise the most important present. Put that at the top of the list and do whatever you can to get that present first. Because once you've got the most important present bought, the pressure and the stress can just drain from your shoulders, and then you don't have to worry too much about the other stuff. But if you leave the most important present to last, what you end up doing is you end up buying loads of, oh, maybe I'll get this, or maybe this will be a good stocking filler, or maybe I'll get that. And you just end up buying loads of stuff that nobody really wants.
Connor, are there any shops having sales at this time of the year?
Almost every single shop. And that's one of the very strange phenomena of the modern times, because back when you and I were lads, the winter sales were a big thing, and they wouldn't typically start in Ireland until December the 27th. And that was, so all of the shops would close at 4 o'clock on 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. They'd stay closed Christmas Day. They'd stay closed Stephen's Day. And then they'd go into a massive sale on the 27th of December. And you'd have people queuing around the block in Galway and in Cork and in Dublin. And then you'd have all these stories in the newspapers and on the television news about Johnny from Kilchimaw, who managed to get a mattress for £100 when it normally costs £1,000. And that would be
the news. And he only had to stay up all night to do it.
And sometimes two nights, and you're kind of so, but like, those days have now gone because retail is kind of broken, and as a result it's perpetually in sale. So I was in Dublin city centre yesterday, and I was marvelling at the fact that, you know, Arnott's had an awful lot of products in sale, Marks and Spencer had products in sale. I walked up and down Grafton Street and half the shops were in sale. So that's a sign that retailers are under pressure and they have to get rid of the stock. That's not to say there won't be value to have that in the sales. And there will be some people queuing outside the big department stores the 26th, because of course everything, a lot of shops now open on the 26th, because that's another change of the last 10 or 15 years. And I, for my sins, have gone into town in Dublin every 26th of December for years, and I'll be in again on the 26th this year. And there will be people in the queues, and like, they're not going in to get the brilliant bargains, but they're going in because it's crack. Yeah. And they actually like the experience of shopping in the sales. And they like standing around outside the shop, outside of Arnott's, waiting for the doors to open. And they like running in. They like being the first to buy the handbag or the piece of jewellery or the mattress or whatever it might be. And, you know what, more power to them. But what I would say to them is a top tip, right? Having done this so many years, if the shop's open at 10, right? Yeah. There's no point in the world in being outside the shops at 8. Or even 9, because by the time 10 o'clock runs round, there'll be 40 people in the queue.
Yeah.
So if you get there at 10 to 10, you'll be grand.
Yeah, absolutely. What about online buying, Connor? Have we run out of road there yet? Like, there's a lot of parcels out there trying to get to a lot of houses. But if you were to order something today, the 21st, any hope of getting that before Christmas Eve?
You'd be a very brave man to do that, I have to say. Yeah. Now, it really depends on the location of the shop. If you order from a local shop, if you order from a shop in your neighbourhood or in your town or your city, and they have different delivery facilities in place, there's a chance that you'd get it. You know, like some of these local retailers are really, really good at getting products to their customers. So they deserve all the credit in the world. But I certainly wouldn't in a million years even consider.
Then you could show your other half the receipt and say, look, this is on the way. I'm not sure what day it's going to come here.
Or even better, you could draw a picture of the present and give them the picture and say, no, that's just a token. But you don't want to be that person.
No, absolutely not. Tell me, I was reading your article this morning, Christmas dinner for 35 quid. I wish I could do that.
Me too.
Yeah.
that's actually based on earlier this week, Kantar World Panel, the retail analysts, who are a really good bunch, published their annual Christmas dinner survey. And they priced a Christmas dinner for two adults and two kids at 35 quid, a little bit under 35 quid. And they said that was a 2% hike on last year. And last year was more expensive than the previous year. But of course, anybody looking at that would be going, 35 quid, you can't even get a turkey for 35 quid. But so what they did was they priced the individual components, and they might have said, okay, well, two slices of turkey here, two slices of turkey there, and that's how they would have done it. But that's not how people shop. Because as you know, and all your listeners know, we shop in Ireland before Christmas like we're heading into a nuclear winter. Like, we just go wild. And sometimes you see families and they'll have two shopping trolleys full of stuff. And you're going, lads, the shops are going to open again on the 26th or 27th. Some of them don't even close. You don't need to buy 18 litres of milk. You'll be grand. But that's how we shop. So I went off then and I did the price at a Christmas shop that I think is probably more representative of an Irish household. Now, all households are different. You know, some people have certain traditions that other people never have. Some people like to have spiced beef. Other people would never eat spiced beef, that kind of thing. But anyway, I priced 25 different items that you'd probably find in most people's houses. Things like turkey, ham, afternoon tea, biscuits, melon, smoked salmon, you know, cream, chocolates. And my bill for this year came in at around 250 quid, which is 270 quid, which was 30 or 40 euros dearer than last year and 80 euros dearer than 2021, which was kind of before the cost of living crisis really ramped up. Yeah. So it does show that Christmas is getting more expensive for people. And even despite that, I know that people will be happy to spend on Christmas, because that's even during the height of the crash in 2007, 2008, 2009, Christmas was the one time a year when people were happy to spend money.
Last word to the retailers out there and the retail staff, Connor. I think maybe, you know, they are under pressure. They're having a tough time. They're very, very busy. We need to be nice to the people who serve us in a retail environment at this time of year.
I couldn't agree with you more. Not only do they have to deal with all the stress and the grumpy customers, they've now spent a good 4 weeks listening to Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time and War Is Over. And I'm sure they're just driven, demented by it.
Listen, happy Christmas to you, Connor, and thanks for joining us, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.